show. What up, what up? It's your boy Say Spirit. Now we cooking with Mango Grease. Another episode, another show. Yes, we on fire.
I snitch. Yes, I do. I do snitch. I snitch like Charleston White. Yes, I do. I snitch like Charleston White. The difference between me and Charleston White snitch on niggas. I snitch on crackers. That's the only difference. Charleston White snitch on niggas, but I snitch on no crackers, though. I do. But there's some fuck niggas out there, too, though. But they gonna get this. But that's Charleston White shit, though. I'm just saying. Man, I keep it real, though, 100%. I ain't got nothing against that nigga. That nigga can get his money the way he need to get it. He can get it the way he need to get it. The niggas need that money like reparations. My name is Stacey Spirit in the mouth, bitch. Man, nigga told me that I ain't generous, man. That I ain't got no heart. I don't care about nobody but my goddamn self. But that is true. But he said, I'm not generous. That's a lie, man. I mean, he said that I don't give back to the community and shit like that. I don't care. I said, man, I do care, man. I do care about people. I give my money to people in the street that I see. They can use it right away. If they, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck they want to do with it, I give it to them. You know what I'm saying? That's how I tithe. You know what I'm talking about? Biblically, I don't tithe. You know what I'm saying? Give my 10%. I said, again, man, I give the money to the people in the street, man, that could benefit from it the most. You know what I'm saying? Now, you, on the other hand, you give your money to T.D. Jakes, okay? And that's what you give your tithe to. And T.D. Jakes go over to P. Diddy house and go to his party and then use that money to buy him a crack rock. See, I don't support no nigga habit and all that bullshit. That's all I'm saying, man. So you do how you want to do, and I'm going to do how I want to do. My name is Stacey Spirit, and I'm out, bitch. What up, what up? It's your boy, Stacey Spirit. Now we cooking with Mango Grease. Another episode, another show. Yes, we on fire. You already know that. Yeah! Man, I'm so glad you guys are still here with me, man. The new year is starting off with a bang. As I told you, the YouTube channel is up and running. Man, so I was just thinking about my friend, man. I told you that nigga got a bunch of kids and shit like that, right? But he got a nice wife, man. She's good people, man. He told me he don't get the pussy as he used to get the pussy, you know what I'm saying? You know, they got to grow, but you know, he's a man, he's not trying to go out there and cheat, so he told me this what happened to him. So he said, man, it's been hard, man. Ella Roof don't want to give up that pussy. You know, that's an old woman when they got a name called Ella Roof. Ella Roof don't want to give up that pussy. So he cut the grass this weekend. He went out there and he painted the room. She been nagging him for about 3 months to do it. And also, she wanted this nice shower thing that he had to attach for so she could take a nice showers. He did that for. So she told him, hey, since you finished all of that, Clifford, that's his name, Clifford. He said, since you finished all that, Clifford, you cut the grass, Clifford. You painted the room that I've been nagging you for 3 months. And also, you just been a good nigga. So you can come on in here and get some pussy for the night. He said, oh, goddamn. She gonna give me some pussy tonight. She told him, you know you ladies be doing that shit. Once a nigga go out there and do what he need to do for you, you come on in here and get some pussy tonight. I'm going to give you a little pussy tonight. So I guess he got him some pussy tonight because he ain't called me for the goddamn card game. Hey, my name is Stacey Spirit. Now we cooking with Mango Grease. Another show. I'm out. Bitch. Wow, man, I've been doing some traveling. You know I've been doing some traveling, and I've done some shows. Yeah, I am the man. Yeah. Stacey Spirit Show, now we cooking with Mango Grease. But I thank God for security in the airport now. I really do. It's much safer. Now, if the planes do not
mechanically work properly, then you probably should not get on those planes. There's some planes that are out there. Do your research on them. I'm not bragging on them. I'm saying badging them. But there's some planes I'm not, or some airlines I'm just not going to get on. But I was on the airlines, yes, and I was traveling, man, traveling like I do. And I went to Wisconsin, Milwaukee, yes, 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 let's give it up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, yeah. I met a lot of nice people, man. I did. I thought the shit was really racist, though. I really did. Because before I go to any place, I do my research. I kind of know where the bad places are, where I shouldn't go. I kind of where the airport is or where I can get some really good kind of food and shit. Like, I got to do my research and shit like that. But you really don't know how the people are until you get in the city. And then you start to talk to them and have a dialogue and conversation, right? So, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the airport. I tell you this, going through the airport, like I said, it's very safe. Man, they check your ass for every goddamn thing. I mean, since 9/11, what? Security is a up check guy. Yes, yes. I'm very, very impressed with that. Keep doing that shit. Check these motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. Check every goddamn body. I don't give a fuck how many goddamn x-rays that your ass got to goddamn do, even if it's going to give your ass cancer. It's worth it, right? We don't want to blow up the plane shit. We don't want to blow up any goddamn mechanical equipment or any potty, right? So please, take the x-ray. Just do what the fuck they tell your ass to do. Because I tell you, I don't have a problem when they tell me to take my shoes off or whatever. I do what the fuck they tell me to do. I cooperate. But goddamn it, what I do not like, once you go through the goddamn checkpoint, please don't keep my shit and start looking through my shit over and over and over again. When other people I see just have gone past and gone past and gone past, and goddamn, I was 3, 4, 5 people before them. I just got a laptop in my goddamn bag. How long you gonna keep my shit? What the fuck? Please. Please. Let's do shit right. Okay, let's do shit right. So, okay, but I understand you checking like that. But I see this other motherfucker. I'm like, man, I really would probably check that bitch. I really would probably check that motherfucker down in my mind. But you know you can't be judgmental. You know we're in a society where your ass can get canceled quickly by what you might say out your mouth, but you might think it. You definitely, you know what I'm saying? You might think it. So, I'm saying, God damn, the airport, I don't have a problem with the check-in. But what I do have a problem with, once you go through all the goddamn checking of them, screening your ass, opening up your goddamn mouth, looking in your asshole and shit, seeing if it's black or pink. Like Sexy Red said that, my pussy hole is pink, but my booty hole is brown. I mean, the interrogation can be really abrasive in some airports. In some airports. In some airports, it can be goddamn abrasive. But what I'm saying is this. Once you go through all of that, please don't get the goddamn it Cujo dog to be walking all around my ass. I like dogs. I do. I really do. I like dogs. I like animals. I like pets. But goddamn, I don't need the dog trying to snip up on my ass and my nuts and shit. I'm like, what the fuck he looking for? Then this white bitch told me, she said, you don't like animals? I said, I just don't like police dogs snipping up my ass. That's what I said. Then she started laughing. She said, "You must be a comedian." I said, "God damn it, you must have read your horoscope." I sat down, and you know, I'm kind of bougie. I'm a bougie type of nigga. A little bit. I like quality shit. Fuck it. I'm just gonna say that shit. I ain't bougie. I just like quality shit. So I'm in Starbucks ordering my goddamn it shit that I order, some egg white, trying to lose some weight, because a brother can lose some weight, and you know, I'm watching my cholesterol and all that other kind of shit, because I need to live shit. I need to live, and you motherfuckers out there should be thinking about your life too. But I'm in Starbucks and I see this white man, privilege. Goddamn. He just talking on his phone, eating his goddamn it, whatever shit that he didn't order from Starbucks. I ain't watching him that hard. So believe me, I don't walk him up, but got his little goddamn coffee and shit. And I see he just sticks the goddamn raffle in the goddamn chair. I say, "You motherfucking privileged goddamn white cracker. Why would you do some shit like that in the airport?" He just stuck the wrapper in the goddamn chair. I said, "That's not right." So me, what I do, not costing white, I do tell. I tell on crackers. I tell on their ass too when I see them doing some bullshit. Because they crackers tell on us shit. I start to be, that's it, the Karen. All right, the Karen and the goddamn, what's it, the Ken? Goddamn it, I'm the goddamn Cleo. I'm the Cleo. That's what they call me. I'm the Cleo. I'm telling goddamn it what I see on their ass. Because goddamn it, I'm a citizen, goddamn of the United States, and I'm born here, and it's my goddamn it right to snitch on crackers. So that's what I did. What up, what up? It's your boy, Stacey Spirit. Now we cooking with Mango Grease. Another episode, another show. Yes, we on fire. You already know that. I know you digging the show. I know you like that shit. Yes. Just subscribe, follow, and share. That's all I ask you to do. You know what to do. Yeah. That's what I did. I knew I was in the right. I wasn't on probation. Nigga, I ain't had no goddamn warrants on my ass. Nigga, I was a free nigga. And I said, "I'm finna exercise this goddamn right to snitch on this goddamn cracker for what he did by putting some bullshit in his chair for the next person to sit down and goddamn it have to experience it." So what I did, I went up to the goddamn lady, very nice, and she was Hispanic. And so I speak Spanish too. Yes, I do. I say, "Hola, hola, hola, mami." Yes, "hola, mami. Buenos dias," because it was in the morning. Nigga, I'm talented. Nigga, I am the man. She said, What's up? I said, "This white man." I started snitching like Charleston White. That nigga be snitching. Yes, he do. That's his claim to fame. And Charleston, I know you've been listening to my shit. Yeah. I saw it on your shirt, nigga. That's for real. I'm calling all you niggas. Nigga, yes. And you can say what you want to say, but I saw it. I did. And a lot of other shit you've been saying, too. That's for true. I watch all you niggas. Yes, I do. Bubba Dub, yes. All y'all niggas. Yes, Desi, yes, all y'all niggas. I love you. I watch all y'all niggas. And I know when you be biting. I do. But back to my goddamn show, because that's why y'all fuck niggas be listening. This bitch, I was speaking Spanish to. I said, "Hola, mami." This white man, which we call white, is called Blanco. So white in Espanol means blanco. I said, I just said it out because I wanted to snitch like Justin White. I did. I wanted to snitch. I said, "The white man," I said it loud and clear. Like it's goddamn it, like he had them big goddamn it George Floyd, like the goddamn it cracker had his knee on his neck. I exercised my right in the airport. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. In Wisconsin. Yes, I am the man, and I did a show too. And I did great, motherfuckers. Yes, 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 I did. I said he was doing something bad. He put garbage in the chair. That's where it is. She said, I'll take care of that. And I spoke in Espanol. I said, that's basura. 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 She said, you know how to speak Spanish. You an intelligent kind of nigga. I said, yeah, I am the man. I said, that's basura. I said, that's garbage. For you niggas, that's in it on anybody. I said, you got to amp up your game. And back to that goddamn police dog. Kept sniffing around like a motherfucker. And this lady had a goddamn cat in a goddamn bag. Goddamn this white lady. She had a cat in the bag. And the cat kept on meow, 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 meow. That shit sounded like the goddamn opera. Or some shit. And everybody was wondering, where this goddamn sound coming from? Meow, meow. I said, goddamn, this shit is crazy. It was a goddamn cat in the bag. I said, lady, how would you feel if your ass was locked up in the bag? Your ass would be meowing to it. She looked at me. She said, this nigga is crazy. But that shit was the truth. But back to the police dog, sniffing around, going all around. I told the goddamn cop, I say, I hope he found what the fuck he looking for. Hey, man, my name is Stacy Spirit, and I'm out, bitch.
Man, you know, man, I stopped going to people's churches, man, and they Bible studies. Man, I tried, man. I really did. It was a brother's, you know, sermon talked about God and a little bit of that. But, you know, and they said they had the Bible study, which I was more interested in. And they said it's going to be on a Saturday. Can you meet at this location and we'll have breakfast? I said, okay, this sounds good. The brothers going to fellowship. We're going to have something to eat, you know, and everything like that. I mean, learn something about the Lord. More important, I want to learn something about God, right? To build my faith up, right? So when we get there, I'm looking around. There's no parking space. So I'm thinking it's a big crowd. You know, brothers having a good time. We should have some breakfast and fellowship and everything. I get in there. I see them moving stuff around in this building. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I thought it was Bible study. Brother said, hey, man, can you go ahead and grab that box right there, man? Take that. Do you know how to work a fog lift? Broke a fog lift. I said, what, man? I thought I was coming here at least hear about the word of God. Then you at least break some bread. You trying to put me to work. So I stopped going to people Bible study, man. I'm just saying, man. You got to be careful out here, man. Hey, that's my time. My name is Stacy Spirit. Now we cooking with mango grease, bitch. God damn, man. God damn. God damn. God damn. They talking about they finna cut off Social Security. And Medicare is not gonna be in existence. They say it's not gonna be here for you when you need it. That's what they are discussing on the hill. Joe Biden, that goddamn crap, talking about no Social Security. No Medicare, Donald Trump too. I don't know what these crackers talking about. They all white people making decisions. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no niggas talking about that shit. Talking about no Social Security. There ain't no niggas talking about ain't no Medicare. I know black people need shit because we need it now. God damn it. But you saying that you finna cut off Social Security. And you finna cut off the Medicaid. Black people been slaving their ass since they got on this goddamn it. When you brought a black ass from goddamn it Africa on a ship, what? Whooped us, beat us, threw us off on the boat.
hens with the billy club and raped our woman. Yes. Then we came over here and got goddamn it culturalized. Like goddamn it, Governor Sanchez said. He said, slavery, black people learn something. God damn it, I'm backing you, cat, on that shit there. And I said that shit before, so I really think you've been listening to my shit, cat. So please, I've been listening to your shit. I hope you're not biting my shit, for real, though. Any of you niggas, because I'll be listening. I do. But you talking about taking away Social Security, Medicaid. Niggas been working all their goddamn life since we came over here. What? Working on these bullshit ass goddamn jobs. What? Hour after hour. No UN, no goddamn benefits, nothing. All we black people could rely on at the end of our life that we would at least have some Social Security. Amen. What are you motherfuckers talking about? It ain't gonna be there. What kind of game is that? That's the same shit that they're doing right now. I'm telling you. These goddamn marijuana, goddamn CPP shots, all in the goddamn cities. Selling goddamn it weed. Niggas locked up doing life sentence for selling a nickel bag, but they say the weed is illegal. What kind of shit is that? And you're talking about you finna take away the Social Security when people been paying their hard-earned, goddamn it, life working to the bone, working the hands to the bone. Miss Anna Jackson, nice lady, worked out a goddamn it plant for 15 goddamn years. Working our hands to the goddamn bone. Hour after hour, listen to this motherfucker say, goddamn it, pack this bag. Goddamn it, do that, do this and that and that and that. And you only hope that the end of the day that your Social Security or your Medicaid will be there for you for working an honest day pay for an honest day wage. But now you're saying the shit ain't there. I understand why niggas feel the way that they feel in this country. It's fucked up. But we want to kiki and laugh and joke and talk all that bullshit. I was just watching the show about Tom Brady, the quarterback of the New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That white boy. They call him the GOAT. Yes, by statistics, he is the GOAT. He's won more championship games than any other quarterback in the NFL history. It is proven. It's a fact. You can check that shit. He is the GOAT for now. But records can't be broken. Just like they said, Jim Brown record would never be broken. It was broken by Walter Payton. And they said Walter Payton record would not be broken, but it was broken by Emmitt Smith. So records can be broken, but for now, that white boy is the GOAT. But I was watching his show. And all the accolades were going to him. They were roasting him. Kevin Hart with Sam Bowen and Kiki. What he do? Nigga, get your money. I ain't got nothing against that nigga. He's a comedian. Like he said, he getting paid. And he getting paid. But some of the commentary and other shit that I heard on the show, I just said that shit was just too comfortable with the black community. They're getting to a little bit too comfortable with some of them goddamn jokes that they were saying. We ain't there yet. Goddamn. I love the unity. We all take a kick. telling jokes and shit, little black joke here, that. But some of them jokes were just not appropriate to me. And I can see it on the faces of some of the people that were on the stage. And I'm going to call you out. You know Stacey Spirit tell the truth. Randy Moss. Yes, I saw you. I saw you. You looked kind of uncomfortable. When you were telling no kind of jokes or shit like that about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, that you were still kind of, you wanted to cheat, you were comfortable with that shit. But when that white boy comedian got up there and started telling them jokes about Hitler and talking about George Floyd, about the inner combat shit like that, it kind of feel like that. I saw your face, and I saw the rest of them niggas' face too. That shit was inappropriate. You getting too comfortable with that shit. Nah, for real. I like the jokes, and he killed that shit. I ain't got nothing against that white comedian. Whatever his name was, he did his shit. He was old lit. But that shit there, next thing Quackers gonna be saying, niggas, shit. Kevin Hart signing off on that shit, goddamn. And a lot of the motherfucking niggas signing off with that shit. That shit is inappropriate. And Martin Luther King talking about getting beat like, well, let me give it the perspective. He said getting beat like George Floyd and Martin Luther King, if I'm not mistaken. It was in that context. And comparing that to a rich Jewish or white man or whatever goddamn it person that is thriving, that's okay. To comparison. I don't think that is a comparison when you get choked and your life is taken out of your goddamn body by a racist goddamn cracker with his knee on your goddamn throat and you begging and saying, I can't breathe. I don't see how that shit is a motherfucking joke. I don't see how that is a joke when Martin Luther King took a bullet in his goddamn head for civil rights to uplift black people. That shit is not a joke to me. That shit is goddamn it fucked up. And I don't sign off on that. So I'm just saying, I saw them niggas on the stage. They were invited to the roast. They thought it was going to be a joke. Randy Moss got up there telling his goddamn jokes and shit. But when they started telling that real nigga shit that hit a core, you rewind the tape. You look at them niggas' faces when they were saying that shit. These motherfuckers getting a little too comfortable about that. Now, I understand telling the jokes and we all kicking like we all together, but we not on an equal level like that. If you want to tell those kind of jokes and you want to say that we all good together like Bill Belichick with his goddamn mansion over here and goddamn Bronk got his goddamn house over here and Jewish Element got this business over here and goddamn it, the other motherfucker, Drew Bledsoe got his wine, goddamn it, selling shit, selling wine. If you want to talk about all that shit there like that, let's make it equal. Get them damn reparations up. Then we can laugh and kick in and crack jokes. But at this point right now, black people are suffering. For real. Niggas are dying in these streets. For real. This ain't no game. This ain't no joke. But I tell you, from my heart, niggas gotta understand where the line is drawn. When you out there playing these games and you a puppet like a bitch, like my man said, you ain't nothing but a bitch. What up, what up? It's your boy, Stacey Spirit. Now we cook with Mango Grease, another episode, another show. Yes, we on fire. You already know that. I know you digging the show. I know you like that shit. Yes! Just subscribe, follow, and share. That's all I ask you to do. You know what to do. Yeah.
Oh, I like this show. Let's go on. Let's go. Oh, I'm so crazy.